Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by, and welcome to the Rovi Full Year 2016 Financial Results Web Seminar. Before we begin, I must advise that today's web seminar is being recorded and that all participants are currently in a listen-only mode. Our presentation today will be followed by a question and answer session. To ask a question via the audio, please press star one on your telephone keypad and wait for your name to be announced. To submit a question to the presenter, please type your question in the Q&A panel in the bottom right-hand corner of your screen. Finally, if you experience any technical difficulties during today's web seminar, please press star zero on your telephone keypad or send a chat message to web support. Now, without further delay, I would like to hand the conference over to your first speaker today, Javier López-Belmonte. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Ray, very much, and good afternoon to everyone. This is Javier López-Belmonte, CFO of Rovi. At this time, I would like to welcome everybody to this full year 2016 results conference call, which will start in a moment. Let me please first introduce Rovi's attendees today. Juan López-Belmonte, CEO, Marta Campos and Raquel Murillo, both investor relations, and myself. All lines are now on mute to prevent any background noise. The conference will also be webcasted on Rovi website, and after the presentation, as the operator said, there will be a question and answer session. Let me now turn the call over to the CEO, Mr. Juan López-Belmonte, for the highlights of the 2016 results.
Thank you, Javier, and welcome to everybody. I'm glad to present our full year 2016 results. Performance this year has been in line with our expectations. Our 8% operating revenue growth in 2016 was driven by the strength of the pharmaceutical specialty business, where sales rose 14%, clearly outperforming the market. Data provided by Quintiles IMS indicate that the innovative product market in Spain increased 4% in 2016. However, the sales of pharmaceutical products with prescriptions for Rovi rose 18% in 2016, exceeding the market by 14 percentage points. For 2017, and although Quintiles IMS expects zero growth in spending on medicine in Spain for the period 2017-2020, Rovi expects to continue growing, and we forecast the operating revenue growth rate to be in the low to mid-single digit range. Regarding the classification of laboratories, using data from Quintiles IMS, Rovi was positioned 23rd in terms of values and was the fastest growing company among the 23 top-ranked companies in 2016. In 2016, a joint venture participated by Rovi and Italian company Enerbit was created to distribute nutritional products and other non-pharmacological products in Spain and Portugal. This strategic alliance implies joining efforts to satisfy the needs of a society increasingly concerned for keeping a healthy and balanced diet. We are enthusiastic with our presence in a sector that is at one of their high points and faces a promising future. In 2016, EBITDA increased 24% to 39.3 million euros, and net profit rose 32% to 26.1 million euros, impacted both by non-recurrent revenue of 4 million euros as a result of the creation of this joint venture. We also increased profitability excluding this non-recurrent revenue. EBITDA would have increased 11% and net profit by 13%. In 2016, Rovi achieved the highest EBITDA and net profit figures in its history. Prescription-based pharmaceutical specialties, which grew by 18% last year, are high strategic value products and contribute to give Rovi a wider scope for the coming years. Rovi counts as driving force with bemiparin, which performed well in 2016, with sales up 6% to 79.7 million euros. Sales of bemiparin in Spain grew by 9% to 54.7 million euros last year, while the low molecular weight heparins market increased 5% in the same period, beating the market by 4 percentage points and achieving a market share of 28% in 2016 compared to 27% in 2015. In addition, we are focused on taking our main product, Bemiparin, to an international level as one of the drivers of long-term growth. International sales increased by 1% to 24.9 million euros, supported by the launch of the product in two new countries in 2016, Argentina and the Philippines. The products launched in 2015 were again a strong driver last year, despite the difficulties in the economic and regulatory environments. Sales of Vytorin, Orvatez and Absorcol, the first of the five licenses of Merck Chapandon, increased by 38% to 33.5 million euros last year. Sales of Irobreath, Breezhaler and Ulunar Breezhaler, both inhaled bronchodilators from Novartis, increased by 64% to 12.2 million euros last year. Sales of Volutsa from Astellas Pharma increased by 2.2 times to an amount of 6.9 million euros. In December 2016, Rovi started marketing Neparvis, sacubitril, the combination of sacubitril and valsartan, from Novartis. The product is indicated for the treatment of adult patients with symptomatic chronic heart failure and reduced injection fraction. Likewise, in January 2017, Rovi launched Mycimba, a new pharmacological alternative for treating obesity from Orexigen in Spain. All these recent product launches will lead us to extend the average life of our product portfolio by several years, and we expect they will provide us a sustainable and profitable growth opportunity in the coming years. Other products such as Corlentor from Laboratoire Servier and Medikinet and Medicebran from Medice had also a good performance in 2016, with sales up 3% and 2% respectively. Likewise, sales of contrast imaging agents and other hospital products increased by 6% to 27.9 million euros. Regarding Toll manufacturing, sales decreased by 9% to an amount of 56.6 million euros last year, mainly because of the 5.1 million euros revenue decline in the first Iberica plant due to the lower production levels from MSD as a result of the initial MSD contract expiration of the 31st March 2015. In addition, injectable plant revenue decreased by 0.6 million euros. Rovi has one of the largest solid oral forms manufacturing plants in Europe, and it started manufacturing Synthon from Merus Labs in September, partially offsetting the decline of this business in 2016. The manufacturing plant at San Sebastián de los Reyes, acquired in June 2015, started vial filling operations in September last year. It is expected to start manufacturing prefilled syringes in this plant in the third quarter of 2017. Moving to research and development, Rovi firmly believes that R&D is one of the pillars of growth of the company in the future. Last year, Rovi has progressed in the development of the first candidate for its leading-edge drug delivery technology, ISM, for a prolonged release of risperidone, a well-established second-generation antipsychotic medicine. In November 2016, the results of the Phase 1 trial, Prisma 1, has been published in the medical journal International Clinical Psychopharmacology, which showed that risperidone ISM was safe and well tolerated and provided a sustained release of risperidone, suitable for a 4-weekly administration without oral supplementation, and achieved therapeutic plasma levels within the first day. Likewise, the Phase 2 clinical trial of risperidone ISM, Prisma 2, was successfully finished, and the final positive results were presented on March 13 last year at the 24th European Congress of Psychiatry. The Prisma 2 is an open-label, parallel, Phase 2 clinical trial that was carried out in four U.S. sites for evaluating the safety and pharmacokinetics of multiple intramuscular doses of risperidone ISM in 67 patients with a stable schizophrenia. The PRISMA 2 study also demonstrated that risperidone ISM achieves therapeutic levels from the first hours after drug administration without needing oral risperidone supplementation and provided a sustained release throughout the 4 weeks dosing period over multiple intramuscular injections, regardless the injection site, gluteus or deltoid muscle. These results, along with data from previous studies and the proposed phase 3 program, were reviewed by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration and the European Medicines Agency, and thereafter discussed during an end of phase 2 meeting and a scientific advice meeting, respectively. Additionally, the study protocol for the phase 3 trial, PRISMA 3, has been further evaluated by the FDA to a special protocol assessment, and subsequently, clinical trial submissions had been initiated in December 2016. Patients' recruitment of the PRISMA 3 clinical trial for risperidone ISM approval in the US and Europe is planned to be started by the second quarter of 2017. On the other hand, in October, Rovi has requested to the FDA a pre-IND drug application meeting for obtaining advice on the clinical development of letrozole ISM. Afterwards, the company will submit an IND in order to initiate the first phase 1 clinical trial. Letrozole ISM is a long-acting injectable aromatase inhibitor intended for the treatment of hormone-dependent breast cancer. With regards to the assessment process started in order for Rovi to be granted the marketing authorization in Europe of a biosimilar of enoxaparin, still is ongoing within the pre-established timelines, and we expect to obtain it in the first half of this year. And finally, let me end with our guidance for this year. Rovi expects operating revenue to grow from low to mid-single digit for the full year 2017, despite a new €550 million reduction in pharmaceutical expenditure expected for next year, according to the budget plan submitted by the Spanish government to the European Commission, and zero growth in spending on medicine in Spain for the period 2017-2020 forecast by Quintiles IMS. We have continued on the path to sustain growth. We have increased sales in a difficult environment for the sector, reinforced two important engines of growth for the company. First, the contract manufacturing through the acquisition of the San Sebastián de los Reyes plant, which started operations in September last year, and the beginning of a long-term contract with Merus also in September 2016. And second, the pharmaceutical specialties area through the growth of the four new products launched in 2015 and the launches of Neparvis in December 2016 and Mayzimba in January 2017, which are expected to boost growth in the coming years, and the future international expansion of bemiparin and our potential new low molecular weight heparin as a result of the acquisition of the San Sebastián de los Reyes plant. We also have four new products from the MSD deal, which can be chosen until July 2019 and exploited for 10 years. Finally, we have made an effort to heavily invest in research and development, and we expect it will provide us with a sustainable growth opportunity in the future. 2017 is going to be an important period for our research and development activities. We are very excited with the potential of our long-acting injectable technology, ISM. We are going to start a phase 3 study in the second quarter this year after having shown that the technology worked on more than 125 people. We are also hopeful of obtaining authorization for the marketing of a biosimilar of enoxaparin in Europe in the first half this year. And now I pass on Javier, who will run you through the financials in more detail. Thank you very much for your attention and for taking the time to participate in this telephone conference.
Thanks, Juan. We are very pleased with our solid performance last year. As Juan told you, our revenues increased by 8%. This growth is motivated by the excellent performance of Bemiparin, as well as of the new products recently launched, such as Ulunar, Volutsa, and Orvatez, with which we intend to achieve an advantageous position in the current competitive environment. Sales of prescription-based products increased by 18%, beating the innovative product market by 14 percentage points in 2016. Regarding Bemiparin, our flagship product developed in-house, we achieved a good 6% growth sales in Spain. 6% growth. Sales in Spain grew by 9%, while international sales had a 1% rise. The international expansion of Bemiparin is one of the main objectives of Rovi's strategy. Bemiparin has positioned itself as one of leading therapeutic proposals for prevention and treatment of venous thrombotic disease in 55 countries outside Spain. Gross profit increased by 3% to 154.7 million euros in 2016, reflecting a decrease of 2.6 percentage points in the gross margin to 58.3% in 2016 from 61% in 2015. The reduction in gross margin was mainly due to the registration of low margin Sintron product sales. The decrease in Bemiparin raw material cost impacted positively on gross margin in 2016. Rovi's involvement with innovation has been reflected in the figures for last year. R&D expenses rose 6% to reach 17.5 million euros, and these figures are mainly the result of a focused investment in the ISM Risperidone project. Our investment effort in R&D is motivated by our firm commitment to market own quality and successful products in the immediate future. SG&A, selling general and administrative expenses, stood flat in 2016 at 101.9 million euros, despite the increase in sales, mainly due to the product launches such as Irobreath, Ulunar, Volutsa, and Orvatez in 2015. Which added expenses of 3.3 million euros that year. Our cost control reflected as a decrease of 2.9 percentage points in the operating expense ratio, confirms our expenditure priorities in the field of R&D for the coming years. EBITDA increased by 24% to 39.3 million euros in 2016. Reflecting a 1.9 percentage point rise in the EBITDA margin to 14.8%, mainly due to the positive impact of non-recurrent revenue of 4 million euros as a result of the joint venture created by Rovi and Enerbit. However, excluding the impact of the non-recurrent revenue, EBITDA would increase by 11% to 35.3 million euros. This way, in 2016, we achieved the highest EBITDA figure in Rovi's history. EBIT performance followed the same trend as EBITDA in 2016. It increased by 30% to 28.3 million euros, reflecting a 1.8 percentage point rise in the EBIT margin. Excluding the impact of the non-recurrent revenue, EBIT would increase by 11% to 24.3 million euros. Net financial costs decreased by 48%, up to 0.5 million euros last year. Net profit rose to 26.1 million euros in 2016, a 32% increase compared to the previous year. Excluding the impact of the non-recurrent revenue, net profit would increase by 13% to 22.3 million euros. Last year, therefore, we achieved also the highest net profit figure in our history. The effective tax rate was 6.4% in 2016 compared to 5.2% in 2015. This favorable effective tax rate is due to the deduction of existing research and development expenses and the capitalization of negative tax bases coming from Frost Iberica. As of 31st December 2016, Frost Iberica negative tax bases amounted to €36.7 million, of which €1.6 million will be used in the 2016 income tax. December 2016, a new tax measure package came into force, affecting somehow negatively Rovi's income statement and income tax payable rate. Nevertheless, Rovi expects to maintain an effective tax rate from mid to high single digit for the foreseeable future. Rovi invested €18.1 million last year compared to €19.9 million in the 2015. Of this amount, €9 million relates to investment capex regarding our facilities, and €9.1 million relates to maintenance capex and other capex, which basically includes capex invested for the new distribution agreements, Neparvis and Mysimba. The soundness of our balance sheet and our cash generation capacity have allowed us promoting the organic growth of the company. Free cash flow increased €28.2 million in 2016 from €10.3 million in 2015. Regarding our debt, Rovi, as at the end of last year, had total debt of €33.8 million. Of that amount, €20.9 million is debt with banks, representing 62% of total debt. Meanwhile, €12.9 million correspond to debt with public administration related to the development of R&D projects, which is 0% interest rate debt, representing 38% of total debt. As of 31st December 2016, Rovi had gross cash position of €42.8 million and a net cash position of €9 million, compared to the net debt of €12.1 million as at the end of 2015. Finally, Rovi will propose to pay a gross dividend of €0.1830 per share, with dividend rights on 2016 earnings. That means a 32% increase compared to the dividend on 2015 earnings, and implies a 35% payout. Regarding news flow for 2017, we expect to announce additional new in-licensed products to be launched in the specialty pharma area, and new contracts in the toll manufacturing area. With regards to R&D, we expect to start the risperidone ISM phase 3 study in the second quarter of 2017. Also, the first study in humans with letrozole ISM is planned to start within the first half of the year. In addition, we expect to obtain the authorization to market a biosimilar of enoxaparin in Europe, also in this first half of 2017. That's all regarding our financial results for 2016. I pass now the call to the operator, and we can start the Q&A session.
Thank you. As a reminder, if you'd like to ask a question on the phone, please press *1 on your telephone keypad and wait for your name to be taken by an operator. If you wish to cancel your request, please press the hash key. Please do stand by while we obtain the names of those wishing to ask questions. And your first question comes from the line of Samir Devani. Please ask your question.
Thanks for taking my question. Congratulations on a good set of figures, particularly a good cash generation in Q4. My question is really just about the FDA and CHMP guidance on risperidone ISM. Did I hear you correctly that you mentioned that you had achieved an SPA? And can you just confirm whether it's one clinical trial for both territories? Thanks.
Hello, Samir. This is Juan. Thank you for your words. It has been indeed a really good year. We had meetings with the FDA and the EMEA regarding the design of the protocol, and after some considerable time and very productive discussions with both authorities, we managed to try to get a common understanding between the two authorities in regards to the clinical trials that may be required. At this moment in time, we are not capable of discussing what is going to be the final outcome, but definitely it would be in our best efforts and aim that we should target only for one clinical trials for both continents. But still, that's something that we should be able to disclose in more details in the next coming weeks.
Okay, thanks very much.
And your next question comes from the line of Alex Comer. Please ask your question.
Hi guys, I've got a few questions if I may. First of all, with regard to the growth of your anticoagulant product in Spain and internationally, you grew 1% internationally. Was that I'm assuming there's some volume growth there. So was that currency or price? And then also, you talked about the price of Mucosa coming down again. I just wondered where we are in terms of euros per unit of activity at the moment. And then on Exiparin, you said hopefully approval this year in the first half. Would that mean a launch in Q3 or Q4? And also perhaps you could give us an indication of your capacity that you have in terms of syringes to manufacture an Exiparin.
Hello, Alex. Yeah, this is Juan. Regarding the first question on Bemiparin, it's mainly on price.
Okay.
But again, we do have some good expectations in terms of the evolution of the international Bemiparin as we are getting the product registered and launched in different additional countries, and as well we are pending in certain countries where the product has already been registered to get into the national reimbursement catalog. So we do expect that, although we are forecasting a growth for next year of 1%, that the Bemiparin international revenues still has some good news to deliver in the next coming years. Regarding the price of the Mega and the Heparin, that's a very volatile market. Honestly, it would be misleading from our side providing you with a guidance right now, because it may be already old, because the one I have on top of my head is from a couple of months ago and may not be valid for the weeks to come. We see that in terms of the cost of the Mega is going to be a major issue in the next coming quarters, as we may see the launch of different biosimilar of an Enoxaparin in the market. Hopefully, we expect that it will be one of them. It will be ours, and we will inform the market accordingly as we get information. It's a market that prices are extremely volatile, and it's very difficult to provide a guidance or a price that it may provide useful for any sort of financial forecasting. Regarding the Road 20, we don't have any further news really to discuss to date. Really, the registration is going as expected, and we do as we mentioned before earlier in this call. We are I mean, we are optimistic, and we expect to get the approval in the first half of this year. In regards to a potential launch date, again, it's too preliminary and too early to be able to state anything in this sense. Once you get the approval and the DCP, you have to go to the national procedure phase. This is going to be new for us in several countries, so it's difficult for us to anticipate when it will be the launching the launching date. And regarding in terms of capacity, this is a pretty confidential information, as you can imagine. It's the sort of info that would all companies love to have from the other competitors. And again, we can share with you what is our fill and finish capacity, because that's something that we have disclosed in the past several times. We are over 250 million syringes potential output in fill and finish. And again, as we have mentioned in several calls before, we do believe that if we succeed to get the product approved, we believe that the biosimilar of enoxaparin is going to be really a long-term story based on supply chain, and we believe that in this scenario, Rovi, with our very successful past in terms of toll manufacturing and with our know-how well established of fill and finish and manufacturing low molecular weight heparin, we should be one of the, hopefully, of the winners of this market in the long term.
Thanks. Can I just ask a couple of quick follow-ups? Just you mentioned the international price of Bevarin the reason the growth was only 1% was pricing. I mean, where did you see the big sort of price impacts, and what were they? Was it 5% in Europe? I mean, just gives you an idea of that. And then just on the mucosa price, clearly it's volatile, but just wondered roughly what you paid in 2016.
Regarding Bemiparin, yeah. We see countries where the market is moving more into tenders. You have, for instance, the case of Italy. As well, some of our sales were impacted because of the Ukraine and the Russian conflict. As well, in China, we had a one-off in 2015. We are now waiting to get into the reimbursement catalog in 2016. So again, every country has got its very own dynamics. We believe that 2017 onwards, we should still see some additional growth on the international side. On mucosa, really, we can get back to you, but I don't really have on top of my head what was the average price in 2016. We don't work it out really on that way. We work it out depending on the orders and on our needs. And as it's very difficult really to try to strike and to close a price per year by suppliers. Between the dollar fluctuation and the mucosa fluctuation, 2016 has been a difficult year in terms of price fixing in terms of the mucosa. But right now, I don't have it on top of my head. If you want, you're interested, we can calculate it for you, and we can get back to you.
Okay, thanks. That'll be helpful. Thanks very much for your time, guys.
Sure. Thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Isabel Caraballo. Please ask your question.
Hello. I have two questions. The first one is regarding the working capital evolution. Can you hear me?
No, not very well. Can you repeat it from the beginning?
Sorry. One question is regarding the working capital. If you can elaborate a little bit more about the evolution during the Q4. Thank you.
Hi, Isabel. This is Javier. As you can see, the evolution of the working capital has been very positive in Q4. Basically, we have been able to reduce inventories, and it's also related to our own product. And the rest, the tendency is that there is no other trend. So it's based on reduction of inventories and the increase in the trade and other payable line.
Okay, thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Joseph Hedden. Please ask your question.
Hi there, thanks for taking my question. It's just on Gepardus. I realise it's very, very early days, but I was just wondering if you're getting any feedback at all from doctors at the moment. I realise that Novartis and this drug has got some really good data behind it, and there were some really high commercial expectations on Novartis' part, but it's kind of taken a while to get going over in the US, and I was just wondering if you've got a view as to what might happen in Spain and what revenue you might be able to expect.
Hello, this is Juan. Hello, Joseph. We're excited that with the Neparvis launch. As you mentioned in your question, it's still very early. We launched the product. We had a Salesforce meeting second week of January. We were on the field third week of January. So we only have feedback from the field of the last 4 weeks. What I can really share with you is nothing more than feelings, but at least the perception is that the doctor's uptake of the product seems to be good, that they do really agree this is a major innovative product in the heart failure pathology, a major breakthrough, that it should really in the midterm substitute enalaprils and similars. But again, we do expect anyway, and being conservative, seeing the launches in other countries, that is going to have a slow uptake, that doctors will have to test it personally, they will have to get familiar with the titration of the product. But so far, honestly, the feedback that we are getting from our sales force is that the product is really going to deliver and is going to live up to its expectations.
There are no further questions on the phones.
Well, thank you, Ray, then. Thanks, everybody, for attending this conference call. We can conclude this full year 2016 results conference call. Thank you, everyone, and good afternoon. Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, that does conclude the conference for today. Thank you for participating. You may all disconnect.